Picking up on Daf Chafav Amar Beis, 7 lines down from the wide lines, the very beginning of the Gemara. B'shosh Shaprakim B'shana Kohanim Nosim Es Kapeim. So the Mishnah, the very first line of the Mishnah said that three times a year, three different times, when the Kohanim would bless the people four times a day. At Shacharis, Musaf Mincha Nila. So the Gemara says, Taniyos U'mamados Mi'ika Musaf. On a regular fast day, and on the Mamados, when it was the turn of the Yisraelim to daven for the Karbanos, was there a Musaf Tefillah? No. So how could the Gemara say that there are three times a year when the Kohanim would bless the people four times a day, including Musaf? So the Gemara says, no, Chasri Mechzer Av HaChitani. There's a line missing in the Mishnah. This is how it should teach. B'shul Shaprakim Kohanim Nosim Skapeim Kolz Mach Mispalin. There are three times a year, three different times, when the Kohanim would bless the people during every Tefillah of that day. The Yesh Me'en Arba Pamim. Sometimes that will be four times, B'yom, four times a day. Shachar is a Musaf Mincha Nila Sha'arim. Shachar is a Musaf Mincha Nila, meaning on Yom Kippur. But not every time will there be four times. Sometimes it will only be three times, but the main point of the mission is there are three times a year when they would do Berchas Kohanim at every Tefillah. Ve'elohen Shel Shaprakim. These are the three times when they do Berchas Kohanim every Tefillah. Tanios U'mamados V'yom Kippurim. Fast days U'mamados and Yom Kippur. Let's keep going to the Gemara. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba Bar Avuha, Zu Divrei Meir. Our mission is the opinion of Rabbi Meir, who says that you do Berchas Kohanim at every Tefillah. Ava Chachamim, Amar Chachamim said, Shachar Sim Musaf Yesh Behen Nisiyas Kapayim. There's Berchas Kohanim at Shachar Sim and Musaf. Mincha Ni'ila Im Behen Nisiyas Kapayim. There's no Berchas Kohanim at Mincha or Ni'ila. Man Chacham, the Gemara asks, who is the opinion of the Chacham Rabbi Yehuda? It's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. The sign is, we learned in a Braisa, Shachar Sim Musaf Minchu ni'ila kula ni'esham nesiyas kapayim divrei Rabbi Meir. Meir holds that we do Berchas Kohanim at every tefillah. Rabbi Yehuda says, Shachar su musaf yesh behem nesiyas kapayim. We do Berchas Kohanim at Shachar and Musaf. Minchu ni'ila ain behem nesiyas kapayim, but not at Mincha and Ni'ila. Rabbi Yossi now has a third opinion. Ni'ila yesh behem nesiyas kapayim. We do have Berchas Kohanim at Ni'ila, but Mincha ain behem nesiyas kapayim, but there is no Berchas Kohanim at Mincha. So what is this three-way machlokas based on? The Ma'akam Esugi, what are they arguing about? Rameir holds, Kol Yoma Taima Milo Parshi Kohanim Yadayu Mincha. So why, what is the reason, Rameir asks, that on a regular day the Kohanim don't lift and spread their hands, don't do Berchas Kohanim at Mincha? Why don't we have Berchas Kohanim at Mincha? So Rameir says, Meshum Shichras, because we are worried that maybe, since it's already the afternoon, maybe the Kohanim had something to drink, had some wine, and they're slightly drunk, and therefore they're pasul, and there's an isser for them to do Berchas Kohanim. Therefore, we don't do it at Mincha. So Rameir says, Ha'ina, so today, meaning on a fast day, like a Shichrus, there's no worry about someone getting drunk, because you're not allowed to eat, and therefore you can have Berchas Kohanim even at Mincha and Ni'ila, because there's nothing to worry about. Rabbi Yehuda holds, Shachar Suvman Umusaf the Kol Yom Alush Shchiach Shachris. On a regular day, it's not common for someone to have already had some wine before Shachar Sin Musaf. Therefore, we allow Berechas Kohanim at Shachar Sin Musaf. Lo Gazru Hurban, and therefore they did not make a gzera to prohibit Berechas Kohanim on Shachar Sin Musaf on a fast day. But Mincha Ni'ila, meaning the afternoon Tfilos, the Kol Yom Shricha Shichras, which on a regular day it's common and it's very possible that someone might have already had some wine. Therefore, Gazer Ruhu Rabbanan, therefore the Rabbanan made a decree that even on a fast day, we don't do Berchas Kohanim at Mincha or Ni'ila, lest someone might come to do Berchas Kohanim in the afternoon on a regular day when he already had some wine. And finally, Rav Yossi holds, Mincha de Isa b'chol yoma, since Mincha is a tefillah every day, and therefore Gazer Buhu Rabbanan, therefore the Rabbanan made a decree that you cannot do Berchas Kohanim at Mincha on a fast day, because you might come to do it at Mincha on a regular day, and again, you might have already drunk some wine. But Ni'ila, de Leisa b'chol yoma, but Ni'ila, which does not exist on a regular day, lo Gazer Buhu Rabbanan, the Rabbanan did not make a decree to prohibit Berchas Kohanim at Ni'ila on a fast day, because we were not worried that would lead to people doing Berchas Kohanim on a regular day, because there is no Ni'ila on a regular day. And therefore, that is the basis of these three opinions. Let's see Rashi on that so far. That again, the Mishnah only means to say that there are three times during the year when they do Berachos Kohanim at every Tefillah, Shachar, Mincha, Ne'ila, and Yesh Mehem Arba Pam Biyom. Some times there are even be four times a day, Yom Kippurim, Sheish B'Musaf, Minyan Yom Kippur, when there is Musaf. Kol Yom my time Lo Parshi Kohanim Yodayu B'Mincha. Why do we not do Berachos Kohanim at Mincha on a regular day? The Kol Yom Deshchicha Be'Shechor. So on a regular day, it's common or possible, probable, that someone will have already had some wine and be slightly drunk. Shekvar Sa'ed, he already had his meal. V'zimnin demashcha su dasei umishtaker. Sometimes the meal will get a little too long, and he'll get a little drunk. Uparish yadei, and then he will do berachas kohanim. Bahadi chamri, with the wine. The kohen su yain aser lisas kapav, but a kohen who has who drank wine is prohibited. Is forbidden to do berachas kohanim. Shneimar, the pasuk says yain ve'shechar al teish b'voachem, that you're not allowed to drink wine when you go into serve into the Beis HaMikdash. Unasiyas kapayim me'ein avoda kilkaman. And as the Gemara will explain later on, Berachas Kohanim is in some ways modeled after the avoda. Ha'idna, therefore, just as it's forbidden to do the avoda after you had wine, so too it's forbidden to do Berachas Kohanim. Ha'idna, nowadays, meaning betanios and mamados, on fast days and mamados, when they would also be fasting, lo shchiach shechras, so it's not common at all that anyone would get drunk. But Mamados Nami Misan and Kilkaman, because on Mamados they would also be fasting, as the Gemara will explain later on. Gazrina, we make a decree, Tanis Atu Shar Yamim, that the other opinions, not Rameyer, made a decree that we don't do Berachas Kohanim on a fast day, lest we come to do it on a regular day. Ni'ila Delaysa B'chol Yoma, Elab Yoma Tanis, Ni'ila, which does not exist on a regular day, only on a fast day. So therefore, they did not make that decree according to Rabbi Yossi, I believe it was. Yes. Okay, back into the Gemara. So the question is, how do we paskin regarding these three opinions? So Amar Rehudam Arav, Rehudam Arav said, Halacha Kremer, we paskin like Kremer, that we do Berachas Kohanim at every tefillah on a fast day. Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Rabbi Yochanan said, Nagu Ha'am Kremer, the people have act like Kremer. So Rava Amar, Rava said, Minha Kremer. Rava says that the custom is like Kremer. So what is the difference between these formulations? Mandam or Halacha Kremer, the opinion who said that we pass in like Kremer, Darshina Laba Pirka, so you should teach that in the public lecture, that we pass in like Kremer. Mandam or Minhag, but the person who said that the Minhag is like Kremer, so that person would say, Midrash Lo Darshinan, we don't publicly teach that because we have not paskin definitively like Rameyer, but uruye morinan. But if someone comes and asks us the halacha, we will teach him, we will tell him that this is what you should do, because this is a generally accepted practice. Umandam or nagu, but the person who said that the people have acted like Rameyer, uruye lo marinan, we won't even tell them to do like Rameyer, because really that's not even the paskin, the accepted opinion, it's just that people do that. Vi avid, but if people do it, so fine, we allow them to do it, Velo Mahadrin Alei, we do not make them go back and repeat the davening. So three different versions of how far do we accept the Rameyer. Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Nachman said, Halachik Rav Yossi, we passed on like Rav Yossi, that you only do Berachas Kohanim at Shacharis and Musaf, not at Mincha Ne'ilah. But, and the Gemara, this is now the Gemara talking in general, concludes, V'halachik Rav Yossi, this is how we passed on like Rav Nachman's Sak, we passed on like Rav Yossi, that you only do Berachas Kohanim at Shacharis and Musaf. So then the Gemara immediately responds, but nowadays our custom is to do Berachas Kohanim even at Mincha. My time of Parshi Kohanim Yadayu b'Mincha Tanisa. So why do we do Berachas Kohanim at Mincha on a fast day, which is what we do also? So Gemara answers, Kevan de Besamach l'Shkia Sachama Kaparshi. Since we daven and we say Berachas Kohanim very close to Shkia, I mean at the very end of the day, close to sunset, Dam. Ketfilas Ni'ila Damya, it is therefore similar and comparable to Ni'ila, and just as Rav Yossi said that at Ni'ila we do Berachas Kohanim, so nowadays since we say Mincha so late in the day, it's like Ni'ila and we also do Berachas Kohanim. Rashi will explain a little bit more what the Gemara means by that. So let's see Rashi on that. Didarshina Mepirka, we teach it in the public lecture. Halacha Kremer, that the halacha like Kremer, Deba'inan Deleikum Kavasei Alma, because we want everyone to act like that because we feel that that is the correct opinion. Oruye Orinan, we will tell people that that is the halacha if they ask, k'r meyer, like a meyer, yasi the comment if they come to us. Aval v'pirko lo darshin, but we won't publicly teach that. Tzlo pshitalei kuli hai, d'tihavi halacha k'r meyer, because it's not obvious to us that the halacha is in fact like a meyer. And there are other opinions, uman d'amar nagu, but the opinion who says that simply the people have acted like a meyer, mash mehei nagu meilein, it sounds like the people have done that on their own. Eino ikr, aval eino ikr, but it's not the primary opinion necessarily. Minog mashma, but if the opinion says that the minog is like a mayor, that implies Torah's minog yesh bedavar, uminog kasher hu, that is an official minog, an official custom, and that is a completely kasher and appropriate custom. It's not universally accepted halacha, and therefore we won't teach it publicly, but it is a proper minog, and therefore if someone asks us, we will teach them that that is what you should do. Rav Nachman Amar, halacha k'rviyosi, halacha k'rviyosi. Rachman passing like k'rviyosi, and the halacha is like k'rviyosi. Gemara k'pasik, that last phrase is the Gemara itself, paskinin, umahader, stama, umukila k'rmeir, that the stam, shas, the Gemara in general, is saying that we paskin like our mayor. V'halacha k'parach, and that's why the Gemara asks, v'alaha inna, so nowadays, why do we say berchas kohanim at mincha? So Rashi says, kibin the samach l'shkiyas l'chama, since we daven close to sunset, shema acharin, we wait, we delay until right before sunset. That we continue to daven until it's close to Shkia. So we don't go right away at 12:30 Ulamala Kmoshayosin Laosan Hayamim. The way that they would do it in other days, meaning normally they would daven mincha earlier, but on fast days they would make sure to daven mincha late. Therefore, ketfilas ne'ila damya, therefore it's similar to ne'ila. Tehashta lecha le'migzar mishu mincha de'kol yoma, and now therefore there's no reason to make a decree and prohibit berchas kohanim at mincha, lest they might do it at a regular mincha. Why? The mincha se'kiha aleisa b'kol yoma, because there is no mincha like this on a normal day, meaning normally we daven mincha earlier. So on a fast day, since we daven mincha much later, everyone knows that this is a special mincha, and therefore just because we have berachas kohanim at this mincha won't lead people to believe that you should have berachas kohanim at a regular mincha. Fine. Back into the Gemara. So again, we have these different opinions of when we prohibit berachas kohanim at which tefilos, out of a worry, out of a fear that maybe someone who has already had wine will do berachas kohanim. The Gemara says, "Dekuli alma mihas shikar aser b'nesiyas kapayim." But it's clear that everyone agrees that someone who drank wine, someone who's drunk, is prohibited to do berachas kohanim in a hanimili. So where does this come from? Where do you know there's such a prohibition? Amar Rav Shua ben Levi mishum bar kapara. He said, Lama nismucha parshas kohen mevarich leparshas nazir. Why is it that the parsha of Birchas Kohanim is put right next to the parsha of the nazir who accepts upon himself not to drink wine? Lomar to tell you, ma nazir aser b'yayin, just as a nazir is prohibited to drink wine, af kohen mevarich aser b'yayin. So too, someone, a kohen who wants to do Birchas Kohanim, is prohibited from drinking wine. Maskifla avua de Rebbe Zera. The father of Zera therefore asked the following question, v'amrila oshia bar zav, that's something that was oshia. So if that's so, if the source is the parsha of Nazir, so then ima Nazir aser b'charzen af koy mevarich aser b'charzen. So too, if a Nazir who is prohibited in even eating grape seeds or grape skins that will not make him drunk, so too a kohen who's going to do berachas kohanim should be prohibited from eating grape skins or seeds, which we know is not true. He's only prohibited from actually drinking wine that will make him drunk. So the source cannot be Nazir. Rav Yitzchak answered, no. Amar Kra, another pasuk says, Lishar so ulvarech vishmo, that the Levim and Kohanim are meant to serve Hashem and to bless in His name. So there's a comparison to the blessing of Birchas Kohanim and the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. Mamashari is much of a charsan, just as we know that someone working in the Beis HaMikdash is permitted to drink, to eat grape seeds or skins. He's only prohibited from drinking wine that would intoxicate him. Afkoy mavarech much of a charsan, so too the Kohen who is doing Birchas Kohanim is mutter to eat grape seeds or skins. So the Gemara says, well then, if we're going to compare it to serving in the Beis HaMikdash, Then if that's true, then just as someone who serves in the Beis HaMikdash cannot serve if he has a blemish, so too a kohen who has a blemish should not be able to do Berchas Kohanim. And we know that's not true. A kohen who has a mum is allowed to do Berchas Kohanim. So you say no, for that ha'iska shel nazir. That is why it's compared to nazir, that the only prohibition is one of drinking wine and not of having a blemish. Umay chaz is demakshis l'kula. So how do you know that we compare it to nazir only to be makel, to say that there's no problem of blemish? Akish l'chumra, you should be makish it. You should compare it to nazir, even l'chumra, and say that even grape seeds and skins are a problem. Sumer says, asmachtanin hu midrabanan ulakula. The comparison to nazir is not a real drush. It's only an asmachta. It's only a mnemonic device, let's say. It's only a derabanan drasha, and therefore we are makel. And we say that it's only prohibited for someone who is drunk, but not someone who has a mum. Let's see Rashi on that. Three lines up from the bottom. Shikar miha aser benesias kabhayim. Someone who's drunk is prohibited to do berachas kohanim. Dafila Rameir lo kamar el mishum da'in alav shechorsu. Rameir, who says it's permitted to do berachas kohanim on a fast day, is only because no one will be drunk. But if someone would be drunk, it would be a problem. Parshas koim varich, the parsha of berachas kohanim. Kosu varichos v'nei Yisrael amor lahem, that parsha in Bamidbar, is right next to Nazir. But there's another passage which compares it to serving in the Beis HaMikdash. Mamisharis oved avoda jelomitzar elish su yain mamish. We know that someone serving in the Beis HaMikdash is only prohibited in drinking actual wine. The Sivat, the passage says, yain v'sheich al teish, don't drink wine or intoxicating old wine. Habachar sa mutter, but grape seeds or skins would be permitted. Okay? And therefore, Berachas Kohanim is only prohibited to someone who drank wine, not a balmum. Continuing in the Gemara, four lines down on Chav Zayin Amud Aleph. Elohim Ma'amados Lifi Shinemar Savas Bnei Yisrael. These are the Ma'amados, as the Pasuk says, command Bnei Yisrael to bring a carbon. My Kamar, what exactly is the Mishnah meaning to say? Hachi Kamar is what the Mishnah is saying. Elohim Ma'amados, these are the Ma'amados and their halachos. Then the Mishnah is explaining, Ma'atam Tikni Ma'amados, but what is the reason that Chazal and maybe the early Nevi'im established these groups of Yisraelim. L'fi shenemar, as the pasuk says, Savas b'nei Yisrael, command b'nei Yisrael, v'marta lehem es karboni lachmi lishai, and offer my, command them about my carbon, my offering for my fire. So, v'heach karbono shel adam kari v'hueno omid al gabav, but if it's the carbon of Klal Yisrael, how can a person offer carbon and he not be there next to the carbon being offered? So therefore, hiskinu nevi'im arishonim, the early prophets established Asrim v'arba mishmaros 24 groups rotations of kohanim al kol mishmar hayomaima b'yushalayim shel kohanim v'shel levim v'shel yisraelim, and corresponding to each of the 24 mishmaros there are 24 mamados in yushalayim of kohanim levim yisraelim that would stand as representatives of all of Klal Yisrael. He yizman mishmar lalos kohanim levim olim yushalayim, and when it reached the time of the mishmar to go up to yushalayim, the kohanim levim would go up to Yerushalayim. Okay, let's see Rashi on that. Maika Amar, what is the Mishnah saying? The Kaboy Mai Nihu Mamados, because the Mishnah says, what are the Mishmaros? It says, or it says, these are the Mishmaros. Umaisi Kras Karboni Lachmi Lishai, and then it quotes a pasuk of the carbon tamid, which doesn't really explain what a maimed is. So the Gemara says, no, Hachi Kamar Elohim Mamados. The Mishnah means to say, these are the Mamados, the Karbana, as the Mishnah will say later on. The time of my tikkun mamados, but then the Mishnah just digresses and explains the reason for the mamados. Lefi shenemar savas v'nei Yisrael amarta lemas karboni lachmi lishai, because the pasuk says Klal Yisrael must offer the carbon, and therefore they must have a representative in Yushalayim. Back into the Gemara. Tana Rabbanan, the rabbis taught in a braisa. Esrim v'arba'a mishmaros be'eretz Yisrael. There are 24 again groups of Kohanim and Levim. The Gemara here says we're talking about specifically about Levim in Eretz Yisrael, Ushrim Srebi Yericho, and 12 in the city of Yericho. So right now the Gemara understands that to mean there were an additional 12 in Yericho. Shtem Srebi Yericho, there are 12 in Yericho, and Nefishin Lehutuva, but then there are too many, because 24 plus 12 is 36, and we know they're only supposed to be 24. El Shtem Srebi Mehem Yericho. Rather, what must the Braisa mean? It means 12 of them, meaning half of the Mishmaros were in Yericho. And what does that mean? How are half in one city? It means as follows. Higiyazman ha-Mishmar la'alos, when it reached the time for that group to go up to Yishalayim, chatzia Mishmar hayu ola me'eretz Yisrael Yishalayim, half of the Mishmar, half of the Kohanim Levim, or according to the Gra'ad Levim, would go up from Eretz Yisrael, from all the cities of Israel to Yishalayim, the chatzia Mishmar hayu ola me'yericho, and the other half would go to Yericho. Why would they go to Yericho? So in Yericho, they would organize and take care of all the water and food to support the brothers, the other half of the Mishmar in Yerushalayim, because if they didn't live in Yerushalayim, they didn't have anything to eat or drink. So half would go to Yericho to take care of that, while the other half worked in the Beis HaMikdash. That's at least how Rashi explains the Gemara. Others explain that it means half would come from Yericho so that they could provide. But Rashi explains that half would go to Yericho. We'll see Rashi in a minute. Let's see Rashi now, actually. Last top white line in Rashi, Hachi Garcinan, Tanarban, and Chafdal, Mishmar Tayo, Be'eretz Yisrael, 24 Mishmarats were in Eretz Yisrael, Yud Beis B'Yericho, 12 in Yericho. Yud Beis B'Yericho, Bidmiya. A question, were there really 12 in Yericho? Nefishi Lehu Tshuva, but then there are too many. Ela Ima of Yud Beis, Mayhem Yericho, rather say 12. Of the 24 were in Yericho. Bereisha mashma levada chaftalat sheba ayaros Eretz Yisrael hayud beis Yericho. Originally, we understood that besides for the 24 in the cities of Eretz Yisrael, there were 12 more in Yericho. Davilu lamidvav, but that would be 36. Vyud beis mehen mash, and which is too many. Rather, the Gemara says vyud beis mehen, 12 of them mashma shemei osana chaftalat hayud beis Yericho. Sounds like of the 24, 12 were in Yericho. Halchi garcina is the correct text of the Gemara. It's not actually our version, but this is what Rashi says the version should be. Higiyazmana Mishmar, when it reached the turn of that Mishmar, Chatzia Mishmar Ola Yerushalayim, half of the Mishmar would go up to Yerushalayim, the Chatzia Mishmar Ola Yericho, and half would go to Yericho. Kedesh Yisbeku Mayim Mazen Lachem Shibushalayim, in order to provide water and food for their brothers in Yerushalayim. Klomar, Keta Hayud Beis B'Yericho, meaning to say, how is it that there were 12 in Yericho? That means to say, Kishigiyazmana Mishmar, when it reached that turn of that Mishmar, Lalus Yerushalayim, to go to Yerushalayim B'Shabbos for the week, Mischalk and Anshe Mishmar Chetz, the people of the Mishmar would divide. Chetzin Hochon Yerushalayim Lavodot, half would go to Yerushalayim to serve in the base of the Mikdash. The Chetzin Hochon Yericho, half would go to Yericho, Hasmuch Yerushalayim, which was right near Yerushalayim, Misakten Sham Maim Umazun Lachem. And from there they would organize and take care of the water and the food for their brothers who are working in Yerushalayim. The Kachos and Kol Chaftal Mishmaros Nimsa Yud Beis Yericho, and they would, all of the 24 Mishmaros would do this. Every time half would go to Yericho. So it turns out that the equivalent of 12 Mishmaros would always go to Yericho. Lashon Acher Nihir Ali, there's another interpretation which I like, or some change the version to, there's another interpretation which I don't like. Seemingly that other interpretation means that not that half of the Mishmar would go to Yericho, but half of the Mishmar would always come from Yericho. That is how Rabbeinu Gersh on the side learns, but we'll just understand as Rashi does. Let's keep going in the Gemara. Just a few more lines. Amar Rehuda Amar Shmuel. Rehuda said in the name of Shmuel, Kohanim v'levim Yisraelim akven es ha-karbon. Kohanim, Levim, and Yisraelim are essential for the karbon, meaning if we don't have the maimon of the Kohanim and Levim and Yisraelim representing all of Klal Yisrael in Yerushalayim, so the karbon is invalid and has to be offered again. The Masnisa Tana in a Braisa was taught, Rishim ben Elazar taught, Kohanim v'Levim, some add in Yisraelim, Ukli shir ma'akven es ha-karbon, that we need the Kohanim and Levim, possibly the Yisraelim, and also we need the musical instruments are also essential for the karbon. If we don't have the musical instruments, the karbon is puzzle. That while they would offer the tamid, the Levim would sing and play musical instruments. So if we do not have the musical instruments, the karbon is invalid. But Michael Muski, what are they arguing about? Mar Savar Iker Shir B'Peh. The first opinion holds that the main aspect of the songs of Levim was with the mouth, meaning Levim only needed to sing the songs, and that was enough to make the karbon kasher. Mar Savar Iker Shir B'Kli. And the other opinion holds that the main aspect of the song is with the musical instruments, and without the musical instruments, the karbon is invalid. Okay, let's stop there and let's see Rashi. Ma'akven es ha-karbon are essential for the karbon, withhold the karbon from being kosher. Im ein maimon mikulam Yerushalayim, if there's not a maimon from all of them, meaning from the Kohanim, Levim, Yisraelim, and Yerushalayim, so the carbon is possible, Kedistanin, as we learn in the Mishnah, al kol mishmar haya maimon Yerushalayim shel Kohanim, Levim, Yisraelim, that every mishmar had a maimon of Kohanim, Levim, Yisraelim, in Yerushalayim, kevin the kulu bailim, since they are all considered the owners of the carbon, meaning all of Klal Yisrael are the owners of the daily karbanos. So therefore we need representatives from each group of Kohanim, Levim, Yisraelim at the avoda of the karbanos. Uklei shir ma'akrenes, the carbon, that the musical instruments are also necessary for the carbon. Plug the b'shilim Masach Sukkah, the machlokes at the end of Sukkah, uba erechin mifureshes, and it's explained more in detail in Masach Erechin. Ikar shir b'peh, that the main song is with the mouth. And the reason why they would have the musical instruments was just to make it sound nicer, but they weren't needed. The kevin de ikel levim lo ma'akif mishum klishir, and therefore as long as there are levim, it's not necessary to have musical instruments also. It's better, but not necessary. And the other opinion said, no, ikar shira b'kli, the main song is with musical instruments, the abuv, the flute, as the Gemara explains in Masech HaSukkah, and therefore without the musical instruments, at least without the abuv, the karbon is pasul.